few moments if you want to come check it out, why not do that and also check out some of the great deals on new and used vehicles down here at Westport Chrysler. It's all happening all day today. We've got some hot dogs and there's a pick-a pop. You can come and get hungry and thirsty all in one place and get some skiing done and even check out some good-looking cars at Westport Chrysler, 3171 Portage.
927, Will Frown has all the sports right after Corey Hart on CFRW.
Good morning, it's 9:30. I'm Wilf Brown, CFRW Sports. Veteran defenseman Harold Snipes has been traded by the Vancouver Canucks to the Minnesota North Stars in exchange for left winger Al McAdam. The 29-year-old Snipes started his professional hockey career 10 years ago with the Canucks. Lucien Deblois, who went to the Montreal Canadiens in a trade with the Jets for winger Perry Turnbull, has signed a two-year deal with a one-year option with the Habs. Deblois scored 34 goals and added 45 assists last season with Winnipeg. Two games were played in the CFL last night, bringing the exhibition season to an end. In Montreal, rookie Turner Gill scampered 32 yards for a touchdown on a quarterback draw with 64 seconds left to give the Concorde a 31-26 victory over the Toronto Argonauts. In Ottawa, the Hamilton Tiger Cats exploded for four touchdowns in the second quarter to defeat the Ottawa Rough Riders 39-27. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers coaching staff have till Monday afternoon to get their roster down to 34 players plus a four-man reserve. Bomber outside linebacker Ken Sanconi, a four-year pro out of Utah State, appears to have the starting job for the first time in his career. Sanconi is a Canadian player and has done so well during camp that coach Cal Murphy has been forced into making a difficult decision. Sanconi is prepared to wait and see what happens.
Well, it's hard to say right now. You know, there's still a lot of decisions to be made. There's some, you know, other people, Shepard, Carl Williams, you know, are still giving me a battle. So I can't really say that I've, you know, definitely sewn it up or anything like that.
The imports going after the outside linebacker's job are Carl Williams and Bill Shepard. The Bombers open the regular season schedule Friday night in Calgary in a game against the Stampeders. Two games in the USFL last night as the league season draws to a close this weekend. The Jacksonville Bulls beat Pittsburgh 26-2 and Denver downed Oakland 20-7. The regular season concludes Monday night. The Edmonton Eskimos have given a couple of veterans their walking papers, bringing their roster down to 50. The Eskies released running back Angelo Santusi and defensive and David Boone. Both players went to Edmonton in a trade with the Hamilton Tiger Cats in 1976. Aaron Pryor retained his International Boxing Federation junior welterweight title last night with a 15-round unanimous decision over Toronto's Nicky Furlano. More from...
In a fight that was supposed to go a round or two at the very most, Pryor got more than he bargained for in Furlano. The scrappy Canadian becomes the first to go the distance with the champ, and this despite being knocked to the canvas twice in the opening round. Before a sparse gathering in the open-air Varsity Stadium, the pair put on a real show with the best action of the night coming in the 10th round. Both fighters slugging it out right up to the sound of the bell. Pryor improves his career record to 35-0, while Furlano loses his 8th bout in 47 tries. A great one it was. Another day at the office for Pryor instead became a true test of a champion.
That was reporter Mike Mitchell from Toronto. In the American Baseball League, the Toronto Blue Jays just can't seem to gain any ground on the Detroit Tigers in the Eastern Division. The Jays fell 7.5 games behind the Tigers, losing 8-1 to Boston, while the Tigers mauled Milwaukee 7-3. In the American League West, division-leading California kept its two-game edge on Chicago. The Angels beat Kansas City 8-1, and the White Sox knocked off Minnesota 8-6. Andre Dawson smacked a two-run homer to lead the Montreal Expos past the National League East leading New York Mets 2-1. The victory was the fifth in six games for the Expos. Rookie Dwight Gooden took the loss on the mound for the Mets, dropping his record to 6-4. Bill Gunnlaugsson scattered 8 hits, raising his record to 3-5. Montreal reliever Gary Lucas finished the game for Gunnlaugsson. Lucas says the crowd at Shea Stadium doesn't bother him anymore like it used to.
Oh, no. I think when I first started, I haven't been around that long, but however, my first year in 1980, I felt like the crowd was something I thought about quite often when I was out there on the mound. Now I just more or less try and think of the job I have to do and what I can do to contribute to a win for the team, and it helps put those other things out of your mind, like the crowd.
Despite the loss, the Mets gained some ground in the East Division because second-place Philadelphia lost a doubleheader to Pittsburgh by scores of 10-3 and 7-6. Other games saw Chicago triple St. Louis 9-3, Cincinnati shade San Diego 8-7, Los Angeles beat Atlanta 10-4, and Houston humiliated San Francisco 10-3. Minnesota Twins president Calvin Griffith signed a letter of intent last night to sell controlling interest of the Twins. The Twins have been run by the Griffith family for more than six decades. The new owner is Minneapolis banker Carl Pohlad. The price tag for the American League franchise is said to be around the $32 million mark. Tommy Valentine is at 11 under par 133 and holds a two-stroke lead over defending champion Calvin Peet after two rounds at the PGA Atlanta Classic. Valentine had seven straight birdies for a 9 under par 63 yesterday. On the ladies' tour, Lori Rinker has an 8-shot margin at the Boston Classic in Massachusetts. She's at 11 under par 133 heading into the third round. That's sports. It's 9:35. The Coach's Show is next.
Coke is it.
Refreshing way to make the most of every day.
Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Diet Sprite brings you the first unbreakable 1 liter plastic bottle produced here in Winnipeg. The new unbreakable size makes it easier than ever to take that refreshing taste with you wherever you go. It's a new bottle, but the taste remains the same. Refreshing.
Coke is it.
Good morning. This is the Coach's Show with Cal Murphy, the Blue Bombers, a presentation of Carling O'Keefe Sports. I'm Jeff Sandler. We'll be back right after this.
Get out and get active this summer. There's so much going on, and Carling O'Keefe is proud to be a sponsor of summer activities and festivals in Manitoba. There's so much to see, so much to do. Summer festivals and summer events are a perfect opportunity to visit new places and see new faces. The sun and the fun are all yours. See more of Manitoba. Get out for fun this summer. A message from Carling O'Keefe Sports.
Cal, the assessment process has started. I know you go through all the films again. You have continuous consultations with your coaches, and you now have to decide on 15 to 17 deletions from your roster or thereabouts because you have to be down to 34 men plus the four-man reserve on Monday. However, are there any areas you recognize on the team? We're always talking about the depth and how difficult it is going to be to pare things down. But is there an area on the club that you found a weakness in or that you're going to look to shore up or change something with?
Well, we feel there are a couple of soft spots, but that's everybody would feel that way. I think that we're a pretty solid football team, and everybody would like to be stronger in every position. There's no question about that. But overall, I think so far things have gone pretty well for us. I think that we've strengthened up our secondary quite a bit. I thought that Scott Flagel played very well on in the ball game against BC on Thursday night, and Wiley Turner, for the short time he was in at the halfback spot during the week at practice, along with Donovan Rose on the corner, I thought they both played very well.
I think Turner will go down in the trivia books as the person who made the play before the rain delay.
That's right, on the halfback blitz, and we got the fumble and recovered it and gave us the ball in pretty good field position.
Before the game, I talked to you about outside linebacker Ken Shanconi, and you said as far as you were concerned, he was probably number one at that spot going into the game. Is he still pretty well numero uno in your book?
Well, we didn't get a chance to look at Carl Williams in the ball game because Carl had been on the injured list. Right now, I would say he is. There's no question about that. We would like to have gotten a look at Carl because he did a very fine job in the kicking game. We thought that Bill Shepard did a pretty good job as well, but we would have to say that Ken's ahead right now.
You're looking forward to having everything down and streamlined and going in a regular season sort of business way?
Well, you like to be able to do that, and I think we're going to try to get that done before we practice on Monday afternoon. Well, we're not going to have any choice in that matter, I guess. We could practice early, but I think we'll go late, and so that we've got everything out of the way and done, and then we can make our decisions probably Sunday or Saturday afternoon, that type of thing. And if we have to make some on Monday, we'll make them then.
Thanks, Cal. The Coach's Show is brought to you by Carling O'Keefe Sports. I'm Jeff Sandler.
The next major CFRW sports report at 12:30. I'm Wilf Brown.
CFRW.
AM stereo 13 CFRW, Duran Duran, and the Union of the Snake at 9:44. This is Ian Thompson. You know, every time the Bombers attempt a field goal during the regular season, you can win some cash. That's right. Get your entry form from Silverwood Milk Containers, just the Silverwood S, and send them in to us, and get ready to win $100 if the kick is good, and $1 for every yard of distance the kick travels. It's coming up with the first regular season game this Friday against the Calgary Stampeders. So this weekend, if you're out shopping around, pick up some Silverwood products and get set to win. Kick for Cash from Silverwood Dairies and True Blue, CFRW. Rod Stewart's new album has a great song on it. That's in the next set. And the Thompson Twins are next.
Mmm. What's that you're smoking?
A White Owl Mini.
The Honest Little Cigar.
Honest Little Cigar?
Yeah. White Owl Minis are unadulterated.
Watch your language.
No. I mean they're unflavored.
Oh.
Yeah, what you get is pure, mild, natural tobacco flavor and traditional White Owl quality.
Anything else?
Yep, the size. Look, it's just a bit bigger than a cigarette and tipped, like a little cigar should be.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm. The price, under a dollar for a pack of five.
Ah. Let's see. Pure tobacco flavor,
mm-hmm.
Mildness,
right,
and economy.
You got it.
What do you call them again?
White Owl Minis, the honest little cigar.
Well, with all those virtues, I know what I would call them.
What?
Holy smokes.
Will you stop?
13 CFRW is keeping you in touch with Winnipeg. And you know, the good news about this forecast that we have is that we're going to have some sunshine tomorrow, and that is great for the Red River X Parade. And Dan Williams, Barry Wall, and Glenn Boychuk will be representing CFRW. And our guys will be driven in Corvettes by members of the Corvette Club of Manitoba right along the parade route. If you want to line up, it starts at 12:15 at the corner of St. Mary Avenue and Memorial Boulevard. And it goes west on Portage to Polo Park. Should be good. Red River X Parade. CFRW.
I saw you there.
AM Stereo 13, CFRW, the new song for Rod Stewart, Infatuation, and the Thompson Twins before that. 9:53, and Ian Thompson, showers coming this afternoon, the high to about 21 in the forecast. But tomorrow, the high up to 22 with sunshine. That's some great news this morning. Right now at the beach is 15, Falcon Lake it's 15, and Winnipeg we're at 14 or 57. And at Westport Chrysler, here's Glenn Boychuk.
Thank you. You know, despite all this rain, our infatuation for skiing and selling a lot of good new and used cars is still continuing here at Westport Chrysler. In moments from now, our electrician, Dave Phillips, sometimes part-time skier, he's going to be getting out the ramp. He's setting up all the electricity for this thing right now, and he's doing it indoors because of the rain, and we're inviting him to come down and try it out as well, some of this downhill ramping. As a matter of fact, the guys told me this just a while ago, over 200 new and used vehicles have been damaged by Thursday's hailstorm, and apparently their insurance adjusters have said, hey, sell them as is. So if you want to come down here, you can get yourself a great vehicle with a little bit of hail damage, and that could result in some great savings for you. And don't forget, there's the 5-year, 80,000-kilometer powertrain warranty, and if you want to do this, there's only one way to do it. That's to get in on the Chrysler Revolution. It's at Westport Chrysler, 3171 Portage.
You can see the Eurythmics, Joe Jackson, Huey Lewis in the news, the Cars, Van Halen, anybody in North America with Coke sizzling sound. Just collect your Coke cap liner, send them to us, and get set to win on CFRW.
Time after time.
9:57, this is Ian Thompson. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Jeff Franklin is coming up after 10. These are the Arrows on CFRW.
Morning, it's 10 o'clock. I'm Terry Craig, CFRW News. A provincial middleman will try and head off a Winnipeg bus strike. Talks broke off between the city and its drivers over the issue of wage hikes. The transit workers will hold a strike vote next month. If there is a strike, it could be bad news for the city's two main events this year, visits by the Queen and the Pope. Mosquito fogging resumes on Monday. City crews had been larviciding sloughs and ponds around the city, but three major thunderstorms in less than a week put an end to that. A new flock of mosquitoes will appear within the next couple of weeks. Break out the mosquito repellent. An Ontario Indian band has reached a new lease agreement with cottage owners near Kenora. That's good news because it means the owners, most from Winnipeg, will be able to get to their cottages again. The Rat Portage Indian Band slapped roadblocks and roads to the cottages. They wanted $1,000 a year for the land, paid 3 years in advance. Previously, cottage owners were paying $43 a year. Both sides agreed on a new 25-year lease. Downtown Winnipeg merchants are having a sidewalk sale today. There's something in it for Winnipeggers, free transit service. Riders get on for nothing from 9 this morning till noon. Not only that, there's free parking at the meters between William and Market Avenues between Red and Assiniboine Rivers and Sherbrooke Street. However, that's only for the usual time on the meter. It really is a dog's life in New York City. There's a hotel there that boasts spacious suites, limousine service, and a doctor on call. But get this, it's a hotel for dogs. The Montrose Pet Hotel will put up a dog or cat for $17 a night. There's running water and, believe it or not, a mailbox. That's so the owners can send postcards of their vacation to their animals. In sports, Aaron Pryor remains unbeaten. He won a 15-round unanimous decision over Canadian Nicky Furlano in Toronto last night. That was to retain his junior welterweight crown in the International Boxing Federation. Furlano, however, stopped Pryor's streak of 27 straight knockouts. WBC lightweight champ Edwin Rosario defends his title against Howard Davis tonight at San Juan. In CFL preseason action yesterday, the Hamilton Tiger Cats dumped the Ottawa Rough Riders 39-27. The Montreal Concords defeated the Toronto Argonauts 31-26. The defending Grey Cup champion Argos finished the preseason with a disappointing 1-3 record. Toronto Blue Jays lost to Boston 8-1. Montreal Expos beat the Mets 2-1. Martina Navratilova faced Kathy Jordan for the title at the Eastbourne Women's Tennis Tournament in England today. She disposed of Jordan in three straight sets. That's news and sports. Weather's next.
This year, do the X right. Start by taking in all the great attractions, including the color and music of the International Masked Band Concert, happening tonight at 5:45 at the stadium. As well, tonight features the first of five gala evenings as the Miss Manitoba pageant production takes place on the arena stage, featuring the music of Winnipeg's Motet. Tomorrow, start the day with the huge Red River X Parade, beginning at the Bay at 12:30 and heading west on Portage to Polo Park. At 2:30 tomorrow, Molson's presents Symmetry and Form with the Mr. Manitoba Contest and the Women's Bodybuilding Championships, all on the arena stage. And remember that tomorrow is Golden Ages Day, which means that all senior citizens get into the X for free. There's so much happening at this year's X, we'll bet you can't see it all. Check your newspaper for complete details on arena, velodrome, grandstand, and other activities. And then get set to rediscover your Red River X.
This notice, the field marching competition at the exhibition slated to go at the stadium has been canceled. It will go at Minto Armories at the same time. The masked band event has been canceled.
What a big weekend weather. Cloudy periods this morning. Of course, showers this morning and afternoon. Highs near 21 degrees. Clear with lows of 8 tonight. Sunny on Sunday with highs of 22. Winds gusting from the northwest currently. Humidity 94%. 14 at the beaches, 16 at Falcon Lake. And in Winnipeg, it's 14 or 57 degrees. I'm Terry Craig.
Morning, Jeff Franklin here to try out my new flotation-equipped studio microphone featuring a Mae West-approved windsock and a little wiper switch here just in case the going really gets rough. Here's one of the best from the Commodores on CFRW. Tell me it's not raining. 13 CFRW, Jermaine Jackson. A little help from Brother Michael and tell me I'm not dreaming. 13 minutes after 10 o'clock, I'm Jeff Franklin. Later this hour, brand new music from the Ghostbusters movie soundtrack. You are going to love this song from Ray Parker Jr., Hang On, coming up before 11 o'clock. Let's go down to Westport Chrysler. Here's Glenn Boychuk.
Hey, do you want me to tell you something?
Go ahead.
It's not raining.
It is here. I don't know where you are.
I'm not kidding. I'm out here at Westport Chrysler, 3171 Portage. Maybe I'm just too far out in the west end for you, but I'll tell you, it is not raining out here. Dave Phillips is here. What are you doing to me? He's here with the people from, we're at Rainbow Ski School. They got the downhill ramp, and as a matter of fact, they're getting ready to move it outside. Believe it or not, we're actually going to go outside very shortly. And as a matter of fact, Westport Chrysler has put out a bit of a challenge to anyone who wants to come in and test drive any newer used vehicle, including the 1984 Lasers, hot-looking vehicle, and try it out at Rainbow Ski Ramp. If you do all this, you will receive a ticket to the Knicks Bomber home game absolutely free. All you have to drive a car, a newer used vehicle, including the 1984 Laser, and try out the Rainbow Ski Ramp, and it's all yours. New free ticket to the game coming up next. Dave said it's almost scary how much fun we're going to have very shortly. You got to come and see us. Join the Chrysler Revolution here at Westport Chrysler, 3171 Portage.
Crazy, crazy, 1509 St. Matthews Avenue. Come on over. It's absolutely crazy here.
Madness. Video madness. Check the...